This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and a quarter, up 1¾. May corn, 393 and a quarter, up 1¾. July corn, 4½, up 1½. March soybeans, 981 and a quarter, up 9¼. May soybeans, 987 and three quarters, up 9. July soybeans, 992 and three quarters, up 9. March wheat, 525 and three quarters, up 14 and three quarters. May wheat, 527 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter. July wheat, 528 and a half, up 10 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon. Exports added firmness to corn, soybeans, and wheat values. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up a penny at $3.54 to $3.74. Soybean bids were 7 and 9 cents higher at $9.29 to $9.71. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up a penny at $3.50 to $3.80, while soybean bids were 9 cents stronger at $9.56 to $9.81. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 cent higher at $3.61 to $3.82, soybean bids up 9 to 11 cents at $9.60 to $9.91, and the wheat bids gained 11 to 15 cents at $4.37 to $4.92. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents higher at $9.87 to $9.98, basis steady, range from 6 to 17 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.51.40 to $3.63.40 per ton, down $1.30, with basis steady range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 9 cents higher at $3.86 to $3.90, with basis steady to 8 cents stronger at 1 to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.77 to $3.85, basis steady range from 8 under to option the March. Soybeans up 8 to 9 cents at $9.84 to $9.94, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 3 to 13 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 3 higher at $4.01 to $4.03. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 7 to 11 cents with quotations at 10.12 to 10.13. Soft red winter wheat up 15 cents at 5.26 to 5.38, and the Milo a penny higher at 4.45 to 4.60. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.66 to $3.86. New crop soybean bids range from $9.05 up to $9.38. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.70 up to $3.86. New crop soybean bids at $9.21 to $9.40. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from $3.72 to $3.90. New crop soybean bids at $9.10 to $9.38. And wheat bids for June, July, and delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.82 up to $5.17. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 153.42, up 42 cents. April live cattle, 148.02, down 62 cents. June live cattle, 141.25, up 57 cents. March feeder cattle, 195.65, down $1.07. April feeder cattle, 195.85, down $1. May feeder cattle, 196.47, down $1.15. February lean hogs, 63.27, down $1.82. April lean hogs, 66.27, down $1.85. May lean hogs, 74.60, down $1.60. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 5th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.28 lower in the range of $51 to $63.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $60.89. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $29 to $35. 4 to 5 weights were $33 to $37. 5 to 6 weights $35 to $40. And 6 weights and up $36 to $41. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,242 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 574 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157 to 163.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 147 to 160, and choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 162.50. On to the slaughter cows, they had boners bringing $90 to $100, and leans were $90 to $95. Breakers were 115. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were 115. And bulls weighing 1,500 pounds and up were 116 to 120. Now for the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 247 head. Choice slaughter steers are 158.50 to 163.25. Choice slaughter heifers were 157 to 164.50. Slaughter cows, they had premiums bringing 144. Breakers were 104.50. Boners were 103.50 to 109.50, and leans were 86 to 95. Their slaughter bulls, 1,500 pounds and down, were 128.50 to 136.50, and bulls weighing 1,650 and up were 132 to 138. Now, from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 397 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $73.97, and that was 71 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $241.18, that was $1.57 lower, with select carcasses at $235.39, that was 19 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 110,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000, that compared to 435,000 last week and 425,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
CHS in Shipman is holding its annual meeting and open house this Saturday. General Manager Bart Baker encourages farmers to attend.
Our business unit's annual meeting is this upcoming Saturday. It's on Saturday, February 7th. We have our annual meeting that starts at 10:30, and then we have our open house that starts at noon. So we've sent out a lot of flyers to our members, and we definitely encourage them to come and participate in the annual meeting, learn about the business side of our business, and then our open house gives them a good opportunity to spend some time with, you know, our employees and our staff and, you know, some of the experts in our industry, as well as, you know, have lunch with their neighbors and the other customers of the CHS and Shipman.
Baker highlighted that the open house gives farmers the opportunity to ask questions about what he's calling a challenging upcoming spring.
This spring is going to be very challenging. You know, we had on the agronomy side of the business, you know, we had a kind of an ugly fall, you know, muddy there in October. We didn't get a lot of dry fertilizer on, and then our fall anhydrous season was practically non-existent. So, you know, so we've got some challenges going forward, but the staff here at Shipman, you know, they've been, you know, working really hard to get ready for spring, and we've been able to put together as good a staff as I've ever seen to exceed our customers' expectations this spring, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting started, you know, see how well our our stand performs, and I feel really good about the spring coming up.
To help tackle this upcoming spring, Baker says there are some new things at CHS this year.
Have quite a few updates on facility updates. Probably the newest product we're offering is the Yield Point product, and that's kind of a brand of our precision ag services, and we've got some really good staff involved in that. But as far as operationally, we're pretty much just refine some of the things we've done in the past, and we've got some phenomenal facilities. Both of our ag chem buildings, one's brand new and the other one's been completely updated, so we're really good shape to take advantage of those facilities to speed up some things that so we can do meet our customers' needs. So people are probably the biggest change we have, and like I said, we've added some new staff members that are working with some of our longtime staff members, and we're really excited about this upcoming spring.
Baker once again expressed his hopes to see many attendees at this weekend's open house.
I just want to tell our members and our customers that we really appreciate the opportunity to earn their business, and look forward to doing that this spring and beyond. And invite you to come by our annual meeting and definitely come by our open house. And it's all about people, and we invite your members to come by and meet with our staffs and do the best we can to make sure those plans are going to be successful.
Again, that was General Manager of CHS in Shipman, Bart Baker. The Illinois Pork Expo wrapped up in Peoria on Wednesday. Nokomis area hog farmer and board member of the National Pork Producers Council, Phil Borgic, was at the convention highlighting the current focus of the NPPC.
I was elected last year in March, and so hit the ground running meetings at that point. And it's been very interesting, very educational, getting to learn a lot of things that I've never been exposed to before, getting to work with a great group of fellow board members, and I plan on continuing to learn a lot.
I bet it's quite the shift in mindset going from working mostly purely with American producers like you're used to with the hog industry and then shifting over to looking a little bit more international side of things.
Yes, I had the opportunity in October actually to attend the Mexican Pork Producers Annual Convention, and so that was interesting to see that they're dealing with the same issues we are. At that time, they were dealing with PED, the virus, and then also they were addressing the issue of generational change. They have a generation of older producers, and then how to bring in the younger producers, and that's the same thing we're doing here domestically. And then they had some other things about food safety that we've already handled that they were dealing with, but I would say 75% of the issues they're dealing with, we're dealing with the same things.
And what would you say is the primary focus on the national level for the pork industry right now?
On the international side, it'd be trade. Working with Japan and getting a TPP agreement signed with them to open up trade between the two countries, the Asian countries. And then with China then is to get as much product in there as possible because they're big protein eaters. Pork is their number one consumed meat. And so that's a huge market for us from that side. And then domestically then is monitoring issues in Washington, D.C., and not only from the legislative side, but the regulatory side. And antibiotics continue to be an issue there. And our goal is to make sure that we have those tools available for our producers to be able to keep healthy pigs along into the future.
And thankfully, the pork industry is on the mend from the PEDV situation that they were really hit hard with last year.
Yeah, this time last year was not pleasant to go in my sheds and a lot of other sheds because of what we were dealing with. And so this year, quite surprising to me, we've been very quiet. We've had occasional breaks. A lot of those have been happening in finishing units and not too many sow units. And so it looks like we're going to have an awful lot of pigs to deal with here at the end of the year.
And that's certainly a lot of good news in terms of getting product out there to the rest of the world and to the country.
We're going to have an opportunity to move a lot of pork because we're going to have it available this year, unlike last year, at a very competitive price. And so for us to do that, then will help us, you know, get some market share back that we lost last year. One of the issues that we've got to get solved, or the nation has to get solved at this point, is the West Coast slowdown at the port system. We have a lot of product backed up there. I think it's 25 to 30% of all pork that leaves the country goes through the West Coast. And we've got a lot of product backed up there. So getting those issues will help us get that product out of the country then and help our prices.
So are you optimistic for 2015?
2015 is going to be a year of change and variability. Pigs are half price. July of last year, on my end of it, we were getting paid $134 a hundredweight. Today we're getting paid $66 a hundredweight. And part of that is because of the West Coast. Part of it is we got a lot more pigs available. And I think it's going to be a break-even year, but not near the profitability we had last year.
Again, that was board member of the National Pork Producers Council, Phil Borgick. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.